Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, from sheet music and brand-name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.
And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations. Tonight, it's a pleasure to have two representatives of the Chorus of Westerly with us tonight. We have the Artistic Associate Director, Catherine Aaron, is here. Welcome, Catherine.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
Nice to have you with us. This is your first time on Conducting Conversations, right?
It sure is.
All right. So I just want to make sure that I'm remembering correctly and that we didn't cross paths before. But we're going to find out about the Chorus of Westerly and about yourself. And you brought Genevieve. Is that a good way to say that name, or
yes.
How would you say it?
Genevieve, that's good.
Okay. And the last name?
Spitali.
Spitali, Education Director of the Chorus of Westerly. And between the two of them, we'll find out everything that's going on at the Chorus of Westerly, one of Rhode Island's long-standing cultural institutions. And in beautiful downtown Westerly at the George Kent Performance Hall is the world headquarters, right, Catherine?
Sure is.
Okay. Well, let's start with a little bit about you. You're relatively new with the association. You were hired just before the pandemic started. Where were you before that?
Before that, I was working primarily as a church musician all across Connecticut. So I was working with Walden Moore down at Trinity on the Green in New Haven, Connecticut, as well as running a Spanish choir in Bridgeport at the Cathedral Parish, as well as working with the American Baroque Orchestra with Mark Bailey, also located in New Haven.
Wow. Did you grow up in Connecticut?
I did not. I actually grew up south of Buffalo in Chautauqua County. That's the biggest landmarker. If you know Chautauqua Institution, then that's okay. Where I grew up.
All right. Buffalo, New York area. And, I had friends that were from Buffalo. Most of my friends are from normal parents. Okay. let's find out about you, Genevieve. Where are you from, and how long have you been with the chorus?
I'm from Mystic, Connecticut. I've been with the chorus since 2010 when I started as a singer, and I've been involved in the chorus since then in various roles. So it's been 12 years now.
So from performer?
Performer to teacher to administrative person and all of the things.
Okay, and education director, will find out a little bit more about that and exactly what those responsibilities are. But let's start about why you're here today. There's programs that are always happening at the chorus, and it's a full-time world. It's not your average community chorus where we have a person that directs and a volunteer person that plays the piano, and then everybody sees each other the next month. That's not the way this works, so let's explain. And go ahead, explain how the chorus has evolved from what?
Well, in 2020, I guess it was more like 2019, Ryan and Andrew put their heads together and looked at the mission of the chorus and realized that there were more people in the community that wanted to sing with us, but didn't perhaps have the right avenue to join. And so we came up with this idea of the Foundations Chorus, which is open to all singing adults. It's non-auditioned, so you don't have to worry about, you know, preparing a piece and singing it from memory. It's non-auditioned. All are welcome. And each semester, we start from the beginning. We learn about music notation. We learn a little bit about music theory. We learn how to read music. We learn how to count. and we learn how to practice together. And the repertoire is a little bit lighter, so it's not a full symphonic work like the symphonic chorus does the Lord Nelson Mass, which we're doing in November. But it's smaller pieces and a mixture of classical and contemporary repertoire.
Okay, and Ryan and Andrew that you're referring to, Ryan Saunders is the executive director, and Andrew Howell is the new bunkie.
He's the new bunkie.
Well, he's been he's not new any longer. Mm-mm. He's been there for what, about 10 years now?
Yep. Yeah, 10 years.
Seems like it was only yesterday. Of course, he replaced or took the place of, I shouldn't say replaced, George Kent, who was the longtime founder of the chorus.
Founder, yeah.
Right? Founder and directed the chorus for many, many years. So let's talk about some of the educational things that go on. What would you like to tell us?
Well, with the Foundations Chorus, there is always an element of learning, as Catherine just said, practicing musicianship, learning how to read, starting in the beginning of the year, starting from the beginning and working your way up. And I think the wonderful thing about Foundations is that you have people who come in to learn music. You have people who come in because they want to sing in a group as a hobby, but maybe don't want to commit to, you know, the rehearsal commitment for the symphonic chorus. So that's one of our adult programs that we have going on. We also have another adult program that I lead with Andrew once a month about at the United Theater. It's called the Speakeasy. And what we do is it's 21 and over. You come, you pay a price at the door for a ticket. You come in, there's a bar where you can order drinks. You socialize with people and everyone comes together and they learn a song, a popular song, a more contemporary piece that I arrange and I lead them on. You learn it and you sing it with a live band at the end of the night. And it is so much fun.
Hmm. So that's can be a one-time shot for someone?
Yep. And we have a really good group of people that come every single month. It's their little thing. They do that, and then they go on and sing karaoke afterwards. So it's just, it's a big Friday night for them. We have people who are just visiting in town and want to do something different and fun, and so they come and sing with us. And there's no pressure. If you don't know how to sing, it's totally fine. You don't even have to read music. I teach everybody in lots of different ways. And we usually have something else that is added, usually like an instrument or some, you know, body percussion. Or so this is, you know, just the lowest risk, like most fun, most relaxed, at times rowdy, but in a really good way, activity that we do once a month with the adults who'd like to join us.
Excellent.
And
all right.
It's often a gateway to the Foundations Chorus. People,
it really
find,
is.
We have so many people who go to the Speakeasy, have a great time, crush a beer, and then they think, I need more of this in my life, and Foundations is there
the
waiting for them.
The singing? Oh.
Both. Both.
All right. Well, speaking of singing or whatever, we should probably get to some music. We've talked for quite a while. What piece are we going to listen to now?
We're going to take a listen to the Lord Nelson Mass, which is, we're also billing this as the Mass for Troubled Times, written by Haydn. He wrote it during the Napoleonic Wars, and it really speaks to the kind of troubled times that we're living in right now. It's still beautiful, and we think it's a great showcase for the chorus.
Excellent. We'll listen to that, then take a short break, and be back with more.
Share.
Chorus of Westerly is tonight's subject for Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, very happy to be sitting with two representatives from the chorus where we're finding out everything you want to know about what's happening there, including the fact that there's going to be a fall concert on November 19th and 20th. Let's have some information about how to find out more things about that concert.
Absolutely. There are two great ways to get tickets, which are on sale now. One is to go to our website, which is chorusofwesterly.org, or call our box office and reach Jill at 401-596-8663.
A real person?
A real person, and she's lovely.
So you can call Jill.
You can call Jill in our box office. She'd be happy to talk to you.
And if you call before midnight tonight, you get an 8x10 glossy of Catherine.
That's
autographed. But going to the website, they can find out everything and what's going on and when. And there's a lot more things, obviously, than the concert on the 19th and 20th. So let's find out about some more programs. Where do you want to take us?
Yeah. Do you want to talk about Threshold?
Sure. So along with our initiative to have more outreach from the chorus, we have started a chapter of the Threshold Choir International, and we have adopted the name the Westerly Threshold Singers. And what we do is we prepare to sing and support people who are who have entered hospice care or palliative care or are coping with long-term illness. The Chorus of Westerly wants to walk with people from the time that they're very little and start in little voices or music and movement and walk with you through your entire life until the very end. And so the Westerly Threshold Singers prepare these beautiful, gentle songs designed to just support people at bedside.
Wow, great program. Right.
Very powerful.
It is really powerful.
Yeah. And so the opposite of that, when, you know, when children come into this life is when I take them and I get to do a class that we call Little Voices. And it's just the highest amount of serotonin you can absolutely get in the day because we sit around a carpet. I play a bunch of folk songs. We have activities that, you know, include all of the normal things that young developing minds would need to learn and understand. And we just sing beautiful music with a bunch of babies, and it's really, really fun. And I have that program going on right now. It actually started this past Tuesday, and it's on Tuesdays at 11 a.m. at our hall, at the George Kent Performance Hall, and it goes until November 15th. And it's just the sweetest little class you've ever seen.
You say a bunch of babies. What mm-hmm. does that mean exactly? Is there an age group? Or are you talking about guys like me?
I mean, if you really wanted to come, you're more than welcome. Okay. So the age group is 0 to about school age. So 5, 6, you know, if the child is homeschooled, they can, and they're young, they can come. It's gray. We just want children to listen to music and sing and enjoy themselves and have fun. Usually the age is, typically around 0 to 3 is what we get. And they sit with their grownups, their parents or caregivers or whatnot, around a carpet with me, and I play the guitar and I do a lot of folk music with them. We do sound exploration. We have games, that the parents can bring home with them and play with their children beyond the class, which is, you know, wonderful. The more music that a child can get at home, the better. Rhymes, you know, pats and wiggles and all those fun things that little ones love, and they really enjoy it. It's the best part of my week.
Now, how do people get into the program? Is there a registration fee? Is there a, you know, how does all that work?
Yeah, so just on the website, if you're actually going on the website and look at our artistic programs, you'll see that you'll see Little Voices there, and we have right now just since the class has started, you could come do a drop-in class and you can continue to come by. And it's just a fee. You fill out some registration paperwork and come on in. And once you do the one paperwork for the session, you are good. You can come back and just come on in and enjoy the class. And you just pay per class. So
excellent.
Yeah.
All right. Sounds very interesting. Okay. Let's get to another piece of music now. And what do you have for us?
We have Caroline Shaw's To the Hands. So this is a 21st century composer of note. Caroline Shaw is the youngest winner of the Pulitzer Prize. She won for her magnificent Partita for Eight Voices with Room Full of Teeth. They also won a Grammy for it. But she also wrote this piece, To the Hands, which speaks to it's in conversation with the Haydn Lord Nelson Mass. It's a piece for troubled times. There's a movement, I think, that you'll hear in the second half that references numbers. There's always a spoken word element to a lot of what she does. It's referencing numbers of people who've been displaced in this world. So it's thinking about where we are in the world right now and the catastrophic things that happen that push people out of their homes and where they can find and make new homes. So this piece, it combines contemporary and medieval and even Baroque techniques in a really seamless way. And you'll even hear her reference Buxtehude's Membra Jesu Nostri at one point. She's really fascinating.
Okay, so it's in six pieces, correct? We're going to listen to the first three of those pieces now.
Correct.
We'll do that, take a short break, and be back with more.
Thank you.
The Chorus of Westerly, subject of tonight's Conducting Conversations. And we've been listening to some beautiful music and having conversation about the programs that are involved at the Chorus of Westerly, where in the past, where we've had either Ryan or Andrew on the program, we've talked mostly about a specific concert that was coming up. There is one this time coming up on November 19th and 20th, but we're also learning a lot about other programs that go on. So, Catherine, why don't you pick it up and tell us about some more?
Sure thing. So, in addition to Little Voices and the Westerly Threshold Singers, both of which you can find out more about on our website at chorusofwesterly.org, we have even more outreach. So, on Thursday mornings for 5 weeks now, we runs until November 10th, so the week before the concert, is a program called Dawn Song. And Dawn Song is an opportunity to learn how to sing and read Gregorian chant. So if you've ever been interested in that, or if you don't know what it is and you want to check it out, Dawn Song is for you. Here's the catch, though. I run this program at 7 a.m. on Thursday mornings in Kent Hall, glorious Kent Hall. And we watch the sunrise together, and we listen to the bells of Westerly start.
Well, you don't watch the sunrise at 7 a.m. I mean, you know, I've been here for a few hours at that point now. I watch the sunrise. But 7 a.m. is early for singers particularly.
It is early, but if you think about the monastic tradition, folks would rise throughout the early morning from midnight on just to sing through the Psalms. And while that created a bit of euphoria, you're welcome to get 8 hours of sleep before 7 a.m. rolls around and coffee and tea is served. So you're welcome to bring a hot beverage up into beautiful Kent Hall. And we just learn how to sing this beautiful ancient notation together. It's a really, really special time for the chorus.
You know, we've mentioned a couple times I did the George Kent Hall, which is your headquarters, and it's a restored church, correct?
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that people that are listening that may not be too familiar with the Chorus of Westerly is that we've talked about a lot of programs, but there's a lot of people involved. The average community chorus might be 25 or 30 people.
Oh, yeah.
What would you say involvement of Chorus of Westerly is?
I want to say... Oh man, I want to say that we have at least 80 adults for mm-hmm. the symphonic chorus. How many are in foundations?
We have about 35 members in foundations chorus.
And then there's the kids too, and I want to say there's 60 at least. So it's a multi-generational organization, clearly from the very beginning of life on to the end. And we have in our performance group the big symphonic chorus where our November who will be performing in our November concert. This is you'll have, you know, 8-year-olds alongside.
But about how many people on stage?
Oh gosh.
At least 160, not including the orchestra.
160.
Probably.
Right. So I want people to be So I want people to understand that this is very different than their average community chorus. So that's what I was trying to get across. All right. So what other programs do we have?
So talking a bit about the symphonic chorus and how it's multi-generational, we have opportunities for children as young as 7 to join the chorus. And I get the chance to teach the youngest or the newest members of the chorus. We do something that traditionally we have called our training choristers. And I meet with them twice a week after school. They come to the chorus hall. I have a little classroom set up there. And we get to learn how to read music, how to read a score, which is, you know, they're also learning how to read in general. So it's really, it's dually beneficial because they're learning to track left to right. And that's what they're doing when they're reading a book as well. We talk about the format of the music and through all of that, we're playing games and we're singing songs, really simple songs, and then, you know, figuring out the steady beat, figuring out the rhythm, the tempo, and all of those really fun foundational music concepts that are only going to help them and help them grow as choristers or as musicians. So it's anybody can join, and we usually take students in at the beginning of a season. And you know, if you have a child or a child in your life who would like to join, you can get in contact with me. Actually, my email is on the website, which is going to help you spell it, but it's Genevieve at the Chorus of Westerly or at chorusofwesterly.org. And there's so much community and so much of our own specific little culture within our group of students. They really support each other. The older ones look after the little ones. It's a beautiful thing, and it's just the best way to, you know, practice music and be creative together and perform, and it's lovely. So if you have a child in your life that might like this, please get in touch.
And in addition to that, we have taken this concept into the Westerly Elementary School system. So 4 days a week, we are in all of the Westerly Elementary Schools, Springbrook, Dunn's Corners, State Street, as well as Hope Valley and in the Cherahoe system. And we offer an hour of after-school chorus programming for free in each of these elementary schools.
Wow, that's a great program and a big help to those communities.
And it's not taking away from, you know, they don't have their core. They have general music, which is what is very typical of elementary schools. But it's not taking away from another program. We wanted to be really intentional about that because we don't want to give an excuse for schools to not have music in school. You know, that's always something that tends to get cut, and it's unfortunate. But we are providing a service in which they don't have a chorus already. So they still get their general music, which is very, very important. Their general music classes, when they have fabulous teachers in the schools. And then if they choose to and they want to perform, they get to stay after with Catherine and myself and Margaret Selico, who is another one of our teachers.
Excellent. All right. Well, it's an amazing institution and amazing programs are involved. We've got just a couple minutes to wrap up. I want to thank you both for coming in. Any other highlights you want to give people in this last minute or two?
I just wanted to highlight that our concert is on November 19th and 20th. This is the Haydn Lord Nelson Mass, or Mass for Troubled Times, and the Caroline Shaw To the Hands. Our soloists for this will be Brad Klyla is our tenor soloist. Olivia Klyla will be our mezzo-soprano soloist. Devin Morin Russo will be our bass soloist. And I have the pleasure of being the soprano soloist.
Wow. And your last name isn't the same as the others.
It's true. Because we do have a husband and wife duo, the tenor and the mezzo are.
Oh, I thought it was just a coincidence.
They are, in fact, married. They are a part of the Klyla Family Band, which was a part of the opening act for Summer Pops. So if you were in the audience for Summer Pops this season, you are well familiar with the vocal fireworks of these two individuals. They're absolutely fantastic.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. Well, thank you both for coming in today. We have a little bit more music to listen to. What's that going to be?
So we'll be listening to the final three movements of Caroline Shaw's To the Hands.
Thanks again, and we'll see you all next time on Conducting Conversations.
In the window.
Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.